one last bit
before we wrap it up. I promised my viewers on Twitter that we would take a look at a quadcopter, a drone pilot doing something incredibly stupid. And here
I love drones.
Is.
I don't like stupid drones. Oh, yeah, kidding me. They
exactly.
Flew over an airport.
He did. So this is in Istanbul. Atatürk Airport is the fifth busiest airport in Europe. It serves more than 50 million passengers a year. And here in the United States, at least, we know that the FAA has guidelines that says we're not allowed to fly within 5 miles of an airport. Or at least you have to warn the tower that you're going to do it and get permission. Now, responsible hobbyists don't fly within 10 miles of an airport. But this pilot not only flew over an airport with an active taxiway, but let's see if I can jump forward here. He actually came within 50 feet of the beacon, the landing beacon slash radar array. I mean, it's all sorts of dangers here. I mean, this is the kind of person who, even though I love building and flying quadcopters, multi-rotors, drones, whatever you want to call them, but this kind of guy says maybe my hobby should be banned because people are going to do stupid things like this.
I mean, what I'm amazed is that he's like right in front of the radar right now or whatever that is. Wouldn't they detect that and go like, what is that bird thing flying in front of our radar?
I'm sure they did. I'm sure there was someone at the airport who figured it out. But the problem is, how do you know? I mean, the transmitter could have a range of 10 kilometers. He could be far, far away looking through goggles. So they don't know where he is.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah. Now, wow. Here's the thing. This guy is actually a professional videographer from Turkey. His name is Aspit Manukayan, I'm totally butchering his name, but the internet's hate brigade has now turned on to this man because he doesn't think he did anything wrong. Wow. And that's just, I mean, it kind of boggles my mind looking at this footage and seeing, I mean, you can actually see there are planes on the taxiways below him. If this thing, I mean, it doesn't have to be a collision. If this thing had distracted a pilot, if it had interrupted a flight path, that's not just a YouTube video. That's a major incident.
Right. I mean, he's clearly high above the actual landing and takeoff path. But it's just, if an airplane has an emergency at this time,
right,
just before landing and decides to abort and fly at that flight level and hits that thing, not good.
Yeah.
Especially if it gets ingested in an engine and the airplane is already in crisis.
Well, the thing that I've been taught, learning how to fly quadcopters is you have to assume that you're going to have a difficulty, a mechanical difficulty, a technical problem that will make your quadcopter fall out of the sky. And so you always have to be thinking, am I safe if my quadcopter falls out of the sky? If I'm over an airport, obviously I'm not safe for my quadcopter to fall out of the sky.
Yeah, there's also that for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, my.
Wow, that's crazy. And look at that. Holy crap.
I know, right? This is ridiculous. He's following an airliner with passengers on it. As Dr. Morbius in the chat room said, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yes. It does look pretty awesome, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. Here's the problem.
That's the problem, right? That's probably how he's justifying it. He's like, well, dude, it's cool, man. Nothing bad happened. And look, it looks like the coolest footage. I can brag now. Yo, I have the coolest footage on the planet.
It is. It's beautiful footage, and it's kind of breathtaking. And if you take away the rage, you go, oh, my gosh, I'm glad someone did this. It's just like the people who fly their quadcopters through fireworks displays. It looks gorgeous. And, yeah, nothing happened. Nothing bad happened. But now imagine that there are tens, hundreds, thousands of people doing this. Something bad will happen.
You bet.
It's it's all be responsible.
Oh, well, you know, what bothers me, honestly, is that, as you said, we can't have nice things. This is the kind of thing that will cause over-regulation on something that probably, you know, I agree that, you know, I'm the first who wants to see drones used commercially in North America and the U.S. And, you know, right now it's obviously really hard to, it's a really hot topic, right? But I think that this, you know, even though this is not in the U.S., this is exactly the kind of thing that the anti-drone people are going to use to say, well, why should we allow even commercial drones when this is happening, right?
Well, I mean, this guy's a professional photographer, so he would be one of the people who would get licensed. So, yeah. I mean, this is still not going to help. And you're absolutely right. Most people who fly responsibly. They don't put anyone else in danger. They think, you know what, this may be a great shot, but am I willing to jeopardize the lives of however many number of people? And they say no. this may be a beautiful shot. Again, I'm not taking that away. It's a gorgeous shot, but it's just not worth it. It really just isn't. No.